And another issue on the national agenda now, although it may have always been an issue, we may not have known as much about it, and that is anti-Asian sentiment and anti-Asian actions. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, Quincy Rep Tacky Chan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad we got a chance to talk a little bit off air yesterday because I think, like many people, thought that this was a relatively new issue in our country with anti-Asian sentiment, but it looks like I was wrong about that.
Yeah, anti-Asian sentiment is not new. Racism against Asian Americans, no matter what country you're from, is a part of actual American history and culture ranging back to the 1800s.
Now, what about some of these blatant acts of violence? You know, we're seeing some of these horrible videos. I mean, I remember gasping when you see like a 60-year-old woman, you know, just hit in the head randomly on the street, or somebody else beating up an elderly person. I think people are shocked when they see that. Is that something new, or is that something that's always been around here on the East Coast?
It's always been around. I think it's the first time it's got some real attention. I think people are somewhat shocked because even though it's been occurring, it never got a lot of media, on that. And people have adopted the idea that if they've not seen it before, it's never been there before, even though it has. And the COVID-19 pandemic has been going on for 16 months, both economically as well as racist attacks, which is the longest time I've ever seen, you know, such a long string of this negative behavior.
What do you think is a way to at least mediate or remediate some of it, or do you think that's from education? What do you think works? I know we also talked a little bit about, I think a lot of people assume that the entire Asian community, it's like a model minority, and you think those problems don't happen.
That's absolutely correct. The model minority with claims that we are more economically immobile as well as educationally immobile as a result do not need assistance and increases our isolation from the general public against us. And education is required. I mean, very little is known about American contributions, Asian contributions to the U.S., as well as all the variety of cultures we are. I mean, it's almost 60% of the planet is from Asia. There's at least 50 different languages, a minimum, dozens of different religions, and thousands of history, you know, among hundreds of different kinds of people. That's quite rich and fascinating, incredible to learn. So education's a big part of it, but most importantly right now, see something, say something. As seen in New York, Midtown, nothing scared us to the core. Watching security guards close the door on a Filipino grandmother who literally they watch getting her head kicked in, and they close the door on her. That scares us to no end now that we know that we're truly isolated and alone.
If there was one other takeaway that you could let our listeners know about this issue, what would it be?
Well, first, we are not a virus. I think you've seen that a lot. And I think the most important now is to have a conversation with Asian Americans to talk about what our lives are like. And right now our lives is perpetual fear. And it's important for people willing to reach out and talk to us, see something, say something, and encourage legislation that will give us greater protection in hate crimes, more ethnic education, and have the state collect data that actually reflects our communities, but giving us the chance to express ourselves by stating our own ethnicities.
Well, we appreciate you joining us again this morning. That's Quincy Representative Tacky Chan. We're going to have you on again to talk about this issue again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a wonderful morning.
You too. We'll be back after this.